This is Akashvani. The news read by Lalema Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to France starting Monday. During the visit, Mr. Modi will co-chair Artificial Intelligence Summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. This was informed by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi today. He said the Prime Minister will also visit US on 12th and 13th of this month to hold bilateral meeting with US President Donald Trump.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting France from 10th to 12th February 2025. This visit is on the occasion of the organization of the Artificial Intelligence Summit, the AI Action Summit that France is organizing. And Prime Minister will co-chair this AI Action Summit alongside President Macron of France.
The Lok Sabha today took up a discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, Rao Rajendra Singh of BJP lauded the Union Budget, saying it has taken care of the interests of the poor, the farmers and women. He said the government has focused on the well-being of farmers and taken several initiatives in this direction. He also discussed the growing tourism and aviation industries in the country. Shivpal Singh of the Samajwadi Party criticized the Union Budget, saying that farmers are not getting appropriate prices for their produce in the country. Earlier, initiating the discussion, Dharamveer Gandhi of the Congress alleged that the Union Budget has failed to address the agrarian challenges being faced by the country. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said the exports from the country are expected to cross $800 billion by the end of the current financial year. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Rajya Sabha, the minister said it is expected to be the highest ever as the exports witness a historic rise exceeding about $800 billion in 2024-25. He attributed this growth to the expanding role of the country in global trade, driven by strong performances in both merchandise and services exports. India has achieved a historic milestone by surpassing 100 gigawatt of installed solar power capacity, reinforcing its position as a global leader in renewable energy. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, said in a statement that this achievement is a testament to the nation's commitment to a cleaner, greener future. It marks a significant step towards realizing the ambitious target of 500 gigawatt of non-fossil fuel-based energy capacity by 2030, set by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The government today said over 1,59,000 new TB patients have been notified during the 100 days of the intensified TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, which has been held since December 7th last year across the country. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, informed this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha. The minister further said that 4,94,000 Nikshay services have been held across the country till the first of this month under the Abhiyan, and over 5,63,00,000 vulnerable individuals have been screened. The Anti-Corruption Bureau, ACB, today reached Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal's residence in the national capital to probe his allegation that his party candidates in the Delhi Assembly polls are being offered 15 crore rupees by the BJP. However, the ACB team was denied entry. Meanwhile, AAP leader Sanjay Singh has filed a complaint with the ACB in the matter. The Calcutta High Court today dismissed the state government's plea against the life imprisonment of Sanjay Roy in the R.G. Carr Medical College rape and murder case. The division bench of Justices Debanshu Basak and Mohammad Sabar Rashidi issued the order while accepting a separate appeal related to the CBI in the case. Sanjay Roy was convicted by the Sessions Court and sentenced to life imprisonment in the case on the 20th of January. Well, benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest losses, extending their losing streak to third consecutive session. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex dipped 198 points to close at 77,860. And that's the end of this news bulletin.